a Tyler here. I'm amazed how many other new items that were mentioned. I love the fact, Jesse, about the biking. That's awesome, and your retreat and the different apps. I know there's one app that I mentioned a while back, except for new people. What I use, if my husband's not around or someone to help me, I use an app that's called Seeing AI, and there are people that you can get in touch with. It's on your cell phone, of course. And what you do is you take a video of the thing that you are asking. Let's say you have a sock that's blue and a sock that's black, and you can't tell if they are both the same. There are volunteers that instantly come on and will tell you the color. So they help you visualize if you're having a difficulty with something. And it's been helpful several times for me because I myself have Usher's syndrome too. And also I wanted to mention, Jesse, the clock on Ryzen. It does have huge numbers on it. That you can look at too. You know, you can't hear, but you can see the numbers on the clock. But there are many other products that they have on the website. So lots of good, helpful things are out there. I just hope that, I don't know how, I like the idea of perhaps if there are many apps, someone needs to alert us, you know, how would our clients know, you know, so that's what I want to propose is perhaps, would that be technology program, individual that'll come to your home and explain it to you, how would that take part, I'm wondering myself.
So this is Margie. So Hannah, were you asking like in general, like for like going to workshops or networking with others, or do you mean having somebody come out to your home to talk to you about like independent living services? Like, can you just kind of clarify a little bit more about what you're looking for? I know you mentioned apps, but a lot of times people, they find out about apps because they've networked with somebody else and it's working for them.
I don't know. That's the question I'm posing. You know, many of us, like for myself, I cannot drive. My husband is an amazing Uber driver for me. So he's driving Miss Daisy all over the place, thank God. If I don't know how, but there's got to be a way to let people know if it may be helpful. Perhaps someone coming to the home, or by a telephone. I don't know, but there must be. We need to find a way. That's what I'm trying to say. If the services are available.
Okay. All right. If I could touch base with you afterwards.
Okay, sure.
And then we can talk. I have a few suggestions for you.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is Lisa, Chris. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Lisa Flaherty Vaughn would like to speak. Thanks, Chris. Lisa Flaherty Vaughn speaking. This is a wonderful discussion about technology and information and having more access to communication and so forth. But I want to ask Hannah, I want to clarify, you said you have Usher's syndrome. Are you a deaf individual Can you hear? Usually Usher syndrome is not necessarily related. I just wondering how you identify. Please and thank you.
I'm not Tyler. I am at Usher's too. I am hard of hearing. I have 70% hearing loss. So I have two hearing aids. I've had them all my life. Vision came on after the birth of our first child in 1994. I started having difficulty, and now I have tunnel vision only, like about an inch by inch in the center, and no night vision. So it's sort of like in between. That's where I stand. I am not totally deaf. I'm not totally blind, but I am like three quarters there. That's the way to say it. Is that how
I can spank it?
Christine speaking. I just
want
to clarify.
Thank you.
Christine speaking. I just want to clarify. Maybe there was like an interpreter error. I wasn't looking at the screen. Lisa, did you say that Usher syndrome doesn't typically affect hearing?
It does.
But that's what I heard. So I just want to make sure. I want to clarify.
Usher syndrome.
I'm asking Lisa if that's what was stated.
Oh. Okay.
Just a moment, we'll wait for the spotlight. Could we spotlight Lisa, please? Okay, Lisa speaking again. Yes, let me just clarify. I was just wondering about... about Hannah's hearing status, because I was just seeking clarity because I didn't know if she was born deaf, and she was mentioning having Usher syndrome, so I just wanted to clarify that. I hope that helps. This is Jesse here. I just want to interrupt to clarify that it possibly shed some light on this. So, yes, Usher syndrome is often associated with retinal, what was the P?
Pigmentosa,
thank you, which can be related to hearing loss, and it can then later often become Usher syndrome. So there are different categories, there are different groups, and in some situations people are born deaf, and other situations they lose their hearing at a younger age, and then in some situations people become deafened later, sometimes in young adulthood. It can happen suddenly. So I hope that clarifies somewhat.
Anna Tyler here. Thank you, Jesse. You're right. In my situation, the vision came on later after the birth of our daughter, and then it progressed for the worse. It just narrowed my vision. I have no peripheral vision. Hearing loss has been pretty much stabilized since birth. But I know there are variations, and some Usher syndrome individuals have a balance issue. They can't even walk. I don't have that situation. But the vision is the retinitis pigmentosa, that's the condition where you become low vision. I have flickering lights all around 24/7, and I cannot just walk outside. I can't see anything. It's like a blizzard. So I have special glasses, tinted glasses that are orange, and another pair of shades after that, so I could at least walk outside. So I get up very early to walk to avoid sunshine, and then later in the day with my dog, because the sun just makes it very difficult to see. So if that helps to understand my condition. So thank you, everyone. If there's any more other announcements or comments, please let us know. We have, let's see, we have 16 minutes left.
You on? Go ahead, and I can stop. Thank you.
This is Cherry's asking, when is the next meeting? Is it in 3 months? Will it be in June?
Good question. Chris?
Yes. Let's see.
I have the date. So it's going to be June 11th at 10 o'clock in the morning. It's a Tuesday.
I have to tell you, this is Hannah Tyler. I should have known, because that is my birthday. June 11th, guys.
Happy early birthday.
This is Carol, and at that June 11th meeting, we'll need to make sure we put on the agenda to set the schedule for the next year's worth of meetings, decide on those dates, and then also to decide on the allocation of the funds.
Yes. Okay, Hannah Tyler here again. If there isn't any other wonderful news or comments, we can close.
Yeah.
Of course, we have to first make a motion, then second, and then we vote, and then we say goodbye. Any other comments?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Okay.
This is Sandy. Bye.
Karen, I second it.
And
okay.
Do you want to do it by acclamation, by voice vote, Anna?
Sure, whichever is easier.
Yeah, you could just ask if whoever is in favor, say aye, and then, yeah.
Okay. Who's in favor? Put your hand up if you're in favor. Say thumbs up, yay.
Aye.
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 Sounds like the ayes have it.
I have it.
Okay.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much. Interpreters, thank you for keeping up. You guys amaze me. You're just fabulous. And next meeting, June 11, we will hopefully have more clarification on our minutes. And enjoy the beautiful sunny day today. Thank you so much, everyone.
Hannah, this is Margie. If you could just stay on after so I can get your number. Just wait till everybody's gone and then I can get your number, Hannah. This is Margie.
Okay.
Okay.
And Wayne, would you like me to call you now? This is Sandy.
Sure, yes.
Is he gone already?
No.
Wayne's gone already?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, good.
Yes, Wayne has already left.
Oh, he did?
Okay. He's already gone. Okay. All right, Chris, would you like me to call you?
Yes, why don't you call me? That would be great, Sandy. Thank you.
Okay, Chris. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you again, Hannah.
All right. Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you, interpreters.
You're very welcome. Take care.
Okay, would you like my phone number?
Yeah, just give me 1 minute while everybody else leaves so it's private.
Okay, sure.
Unless you wanted, like, other people to get it.
I don't mind if they're interested.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, my cell phone number?
Okay.
Is 203-586-6682.
Okay, I'll call you in about a half hour. Would you be available?
Yes.
Half hour or an hour? Okay. All right, so I'll reach out to you. I just have a couple questions and things to talk to you about.
Sure.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Talk to you later. All right.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.